Art. My name is Greg. Thanks
Hello,
for your time.
Greg. How are you tonight?
Okay. My question is, what if I feel like I've been throwing a kink in my wife's agenda or her story for the last 20 years, and now she's joined a self-help group with a coach that's world-renowned, and she's really bought into it, which I'm happy for her because it's helping her do things. But I feel like it's given her the reasoning or the support for her now to cut me off and move forward and just tend to herself and self-help herself rather than our relationship.
Yeah. So I know you probably don't realize it, but I already answered this question tonight. I understand you may not realize it, so let me show you how this question was already answered. What you're describing, Greg, to some degree is the case in every single situation I've ever had. It's the case with every single person on the phone. What do I mean? There is always somebody else, if not multiple people, influencing your spouse in one way or the other. It's not unusual that it's a professional, therapist, a counselor, a coach. Not unusual at all. Unfortunately, there are so many, I consider them incompetent professionals who are much more interested in inspiring somebody to independence and selfishness than they are in trying to heal a family and teaching a person how to be caring and loving. So, but anyway, whether it's a therapist, a coach, a mistress, a brother, a sister, a child, a mother, a father, a friend, a divorced friend, right? There's not a person on the phone that doesn't have somebody who is influencing their spouse in a negative way. So I share that with you because I want you to know what you're describing is not unusual. It's par for the course. So you might be wondering, well, I don't understand what part of your teleconference tonight already answered this question. It's the part, I don't remember, was it Ashley? I can't remember, I'm sorry. But it was the part where I was discussing that there are 100 different factors that will influence the outcome of your situation. Not one of them, not any one of them will dominate your situation. In other words, not any one of them will alone determine the outcome of the situation. They all have varying forces of influence at different times. You have to be able to distinguish between the ones you can do something about and the ones you can't. And the one you just mentioned is something you can't do anything about. I hear you. You're right. It's not good. It's probably influencing her in a negative way. But there's nothing you can do about it. And you shouldn't panic because no matter how important, sometimes people tend to give the most importance to the things they can't do anything about. It's kind of human nature because we feel out of control. And we feel so we end up giving it the most emotional attention because we feel desperate about it, because we can't do anything about it. But it's not going to have as much weight on the outcome as you probably feel it will. Will it have some weight? Yeah, it'll have some weight. I'm not denying that it's a negative factor. It is a negative factor. And there are other negative factors going on and other negative factors that you can't do anything about. But there's 100 other factors as well, many of which you can do something about. Focus your time and your energy on the things you can do something about. Move the needle in your favor in as many different ways as you can every single day. And that's how you maximize the likelihood of reconciliation. You can't control the outcome. You can't guarantee it. But at the end of the day, what you want to do is stack the odds in your favor.